From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment, such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo affirmed that every district head in Indonesia plays an important role in the nation's efforts to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic and to recover the economy battered by the crisis. President Jokowi stated in his video remarks to congratulate APKASI on its 21st anniversary that the role of the country's 461 district heads group in the Association of Indonesia's District Administrations, or APKASI, was crucial amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Chairman of APKASI, Sutan Rizka Tuanku Kerajaan, in his statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, welcomed the president's directives and expressed readiness to implement them along with APKASI members. President Jokowi had advised district heads to continue to maintain public health while restoring the economy in the regions during the celebration of the 21st anniversary of APKASI on May 31, 2021. Furthermore, they must be innovative and find breakthroughs rather than get trapped in routine bureaucratic activities in order to provide more effective and outstanding services to the community. Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian reminded that the Association of Indonesia's District Administrations, or APKASI, was established to support and oversee the implementation of the regional autonomy by providing opportunities for district heads to become more capable and flexible in using authority. According to the minister, with this authority, district heads are expected to be able to develop all the potential that exists in their respective regions. Hence, it is hoped that each region would be able to develop and become more prosperous and independent. On APKASI's 21st anniversary, Minister Karnavian affirmed that APKASI's role is also highly expected, particularly in controlling the spread of COVID-19 and restoring the economy that accumulatively contributes at the national level. Indonesia's top security minister, Mahfud MD, highlighted the government's priority to seek peaceful solutions to the Papuan issue, though will continue to crack down on armed Papua terrorist groups that have threatened most Papuan communities. According to Minister Mahfud MD, law enforcement operations are continued against armed terrorism, I should say terrorists, to stop their acts of violence against 92% of the Papuan communities that are the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia's, or NKRI's, loyalists. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, noted in a press statement that Antara quoted in Jakarta on Wednesday that outcome of the recent survey jointly conducted by the State Intelligence Agency, or BIN, along with universities and several other credible institutions, revealed that 82% of the respondents openly supported Indonesia's special autonomy draft bill. Now we move to the international news. The APEC Secretariat has released a compilation of initiatives that the forum has undertaken since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic to advance the region's economic response and recovery. Executive Director of the APEC Secretariat, Rebecca Stamaria, said in a press release received in Jakarta on Tuesday that APEC is responding with numerous policy measures and tools that address different pain points. According to Rebecca, the initiatives, which range from high-level commitments such as ministers' declarations and statements to expert analysis and recommendations, as well as innovative tools and practical projects, demonstrated member economies' commitment and continued trust in ensuring that trade remains a critical tool to the region's prosperity. Current variants of COVID-19 must use letters of the Greek alphabet to avoid stigmatizing the country where they were first detected, according to the World Health Organization announcement. The new system applies to variants of concern, the most disturbing of which four are in circulation, and second-tier variants of interest are being tracked. Maria Van Verkhove, WHO's COVID-19 technical lead, said, as quoted by Medical Express on Wednesday, they would not replace existing scientific names, but were intended to assist in public discussion. According to WHO, despite their merits, these scientific names can be difficult to pronounce and remember and prone to misreporting. As a result, people often use the designation of variants based on the place where they were detected, which is stigmatizing and discriminatory. To avoid this and to simplify public communication, WHO encourages national authorities, media, and others to adopt this new label. The St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, or SPIEF, is kicking off at the Expo Forum Convention and Exhibition Center in the Russian northern capital on Wednesday and will last until June 5th, bringing together thousands of business representatives. Russian President Vladimir Putin will participate in the plenary session of the forum on Friday. SPIEF is the first event of this magnitude since the start of COVID-19 pandemic, in which the Russian president will be participating in face-to-face format. The forum will be held with strict observance of COVID-19 safety measures to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, taking into account the requirements of the World Health Organization. The forum will include business dialogues between Russia, the US, Germany, France, Italy, Switzerland, Finland, Japan, Latin America, and Africa. Prospects for economic cooperation with the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization will be discussed, as well as the risks that sanctions pose for the global financial system and international business. We end the news with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who called on NATO members to deepen cooperation with South Korea, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. The U.S. Department of State said on Tuesday that Blinken made the remark during a virtual meeting of NATO foreign ministers earlier in the day. It is unknown why the four Asia-Pacific countries were particularly mentioned, but it is largely viewed as part of Washington's efforts to nudge its allies to form a common front against China. During the meeting, Blinken mentioned China as he expressed support for NATO's efforts to counter systemic challenges from Russia and China. He also reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO and the Joe Biden administration's priority, revitalizing alliances. Well, listener, that was the news.
Sila dasar negara, rakyat adil makmur sentosa. Pribadi bangsaku, ayo maju, maju, ayo.
After the general elections, the re-established Bashar al-Assad as president of Syria, the country is still an arena for the struggle for influence of Russia, the European Union and the United States. As it's known, in the election held last Wednesday, Bashar al-Assad won 95% of the vote and made him president of Syria for a fourth term. Syrian Parliament Speaker Hamouda Sabak told a news conference that 78% of voters had cast their ballots. With the implementation of the election, the Syrian government emphasized that the country was running normally, even though there was an armed conflict that had lasted for 10 years and was being hit by COVID-19. The result of the general election that reinstalled Bashar al-Assad have been criticized by European Union countries and the United States. Before the election was held, the European Union and the United States issued a joint statement that considered it a fabrication of Bashar al-Assad. The United Nations has called for election in Syria to be held with international oversight. The United Nations hopes that the result of such election will be able to encourage the birth of the new law that becomes a way for conflict resolution. Instead of criticizing the implementation and results of the election, Russia, which is an ally of Bashar al-Assad, welcomed the result of the election that re-established Bashar al-Assad as president of Syria. With his victory, Bashar al-Assad will rule for another 7 years and continue the reign of the al-Assad family, which has lasted for half a century. Bashar's father, Hafez al-Assad, previously ruled Syria for 30 years until 2000. The bloody conflict in Syria began in 2011 during the reign of Bashar al-Assad. The demonstration in line with the Arab Spring phenomenon eventually turned into civil war, which later attracted countries supporting and opposing Bashar al-Assad. As a result, millions of people were displaced, thousands died, and the Syrian people lived in poverty. The election, which is widely considered to be full of fraud and controversy, can be expected to not be able to resolve the bloody conflict that has also damaged infrastructure and beautiful historical heritage. The absence of an internal solution as well as the influence and intervention of foreign countries will make the country that used to be called Sham and known to be prosperous will continue to be torn apart with the suffering of the people.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on June 2, 1946, about the Italian Institutional Referendum 1946. Institutional referendum was a referendum held in Italy on June 2, 1946, and was an important event in Italy's modern history. Until 1946, Italy was a kingdom ruled by the House of Savoy. However, the Prime Minister of Italy, Benito Mussolini, imposed a system of fascism and dragged Italy into the Second World War along with the Nazist Germany. This referendum was held after Italy's defeat in the war. Most of the voters in this referendum wanted a republican system, so the Italian Republic was founded in 1946. Moving on to an event on June 2, 1953, when Elizabeth II was crowned Queen of England. Queen Elizabeth II is the longest reigning head of state to date. She ascended to the throne on June 2, 1953 at the age of 25. Elizabeth II's coronation ceremony was held at Westminster Abbey, London, marked by the reading of the oath before the guests, state guests, and leaders of the Commonwealth of Nations. Elizabeth II succeeded her father, King George VI, who died on February 6, 1952, to become head of state of Great Britain and the Commonwealth of Nations. We end today in history with an event on June 2, 1967, the death of Benno Ohnesorg in a demonstration against the arrival of Shah Iran in West Berlin. Benno Ohnesorg was a German student who took part in a demonstration on June 2, 1967 in Berlin against the visit of Shah Iran Mohammad Reza Pahlavi to Germany. During the demonstration, he was killed by a police officer. His death inspired the founding of the radical group June 2nd Movement. A memorial to Ohnesorg's death was erected in Berlin. In his hometown of Hanover, his name is immortalized on a bridge across the Ilme River on his honor. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
kat sini, tengok-tengok saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa. Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling atau meringis? But I gotta say, I love you man.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said during the economic recovery trend from the COVID-19 pandemic, there are 2.61 million new jobs. Sri Mulyani said the unemployment rate increased in August 2020 into 7.07%. However, it decreased into 6.26% in February 2021. This absorption is faster than the number of job seekers that increased 1.59 million in the same period. That was stated by Minister Sri Mulyani in the House of Representatives plenary session in Jakarta on Monday. Sri Mulyani said the new jobs and less unemployment are some of many indicators of improving people's welfare. She said previously, the people's welfare improvement and human resource quality increase were hampered, especially in 2020, because of the pandemic. The improving people welfare indicators were also seen from Indonesian Human Development Index in 2020 that rose 71.92 in 2019 into 71.94. The Gini ratio also increased in 2020 into 0.385. Farmers and fishermen welfare also experienced similar changes. Farmers' exchange value that decreased into under 100 in May until June 2020 had climbed up again into above 103 until April 2021. Fishermen exchange value also rose into 103.70 in April 2021. Sri Mulyani then hoped people's welfare could improve further in 2021 and 2022 via various policies in the COVID-19 handling programs. The finance minister affirmed the national economic recovery until now has succeeded in holding the pandemic's negative impacts in 2020 and 2021. Therefore, this moment should be used to increase the household income, especially the underprivileged and vulnerable groups. The poverty is also hoped to return into single digits.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Niagara Falls, located in Ontario, Canada, is the most famous waterfall in the world because of its beauty. But Indonesia also has a waterfall destination that is as beautiful as Niagara Waterfall. Even because of its resemblance, this place is nicknamed the Niagara Mini or Little Niagara Waterfall. This destination is located in Kalianyar Village, Sempul District, Bondowoso, East Java. This Niagara Mini is one of three waterfalls that you can visit when heading to Ijen Crater Tour through the Bondowoso City Road. As the name suggests, the size of this waterfall is indeed small and its height is only about 6 meters. However, that is precisely the advantage because you can see up close and it is safe if you want to play in the water. To enter here, you are only charged a parking fee of around 2,000 rupiah. This waterfall is given the nickname Niagara because of its wide and terraced waterfall range. Under the waterfall flows a clear and cool river because it is located in a mountainous area. In addition, this waterfall is surrounded by green hills with blooming flowers. This place is a favorite spot for photographers or hunters for Instagram to take pictures because of its aesthetics, especially at sunrise or sunset. The orange tinge of the afternoon sky combines with green trees and sweet waterfalls. How exotic is indeed! In addition, this waterfall is visually beautiful. The sound of water and mountain insects searching each other also makes the heart calm because it is surrounded by forests and hills. Automatically, the air here is clean and cool. There are many other things you can do here. If you are getting cold after playing in the water, you can go straight to hot spring available in the waterfall area because it is located next to an Arabica coffee processing factory managed by PTP Nusantara 12. The fragrant aroma of coffee is guaranteed to make you immediately brew the coffee. You can order a cup of warm coffee and enjoy it while chatting with loved ones. This refreshing cheap vacation also applies strict health protocols. You do not have to worry if you follow the rules well. Let's go to Niagara Mini or Little Niagara Waterfall in East Java Province. That was Indonesian Wonder.
It's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer. You think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it.
what you want anymore. Take it or leave it.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick, so stay tuned. Listener, here is the conversation entitled Coba Tarik Napas, which means try to inhale. This dialogue is between Kevin and a doctor at a clinic. The doctor asks Kevin to open his mouth to be checked. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya periksa dulu ya, Pak. Baik, coba tarik napas.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Periksa, periksa, which means check. Dulu, dulu, which means first. Saya periksa dulu ya, Pak. Saya periksa dulu ya, Pak, which means let me have a check first, sir. Coba, coba, which means try. Tarik napas, tarik napas, which means inhale. Coba tarik napas. Coba tarik napas, which means try to inhale. In the dialogue, you listen to the doctor's instruction to Kevin, coba tarik napas. Coba tarik napas, which means try to inhale. In the imperative sentence, there is the word coba, coba, which means try. It is used to sound more polite. Let's listen to another example of instruction using the word coba. Coba buka mulut bapak. Coba buka mulut bapak, which means try to open your mouth. Baik, baik, which means alright. Besides the word coba, coba, which means try, The word tolong, tolong, which means please, can be used to be more polite. However, the word tolong, which means please, is used to ask someone else to do something for us. For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Tolong tutup pintunya, which means close the door, please. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Saya periksa dulu ya, Pak.
Baik, coba tarik napas.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Maluku entitled O Ulate. The song O Ulate tells a figure of a youth from Ambon, Maluku. The lyrics of this song describe an Ambonese youth whose skin is black and sweet. And when he laughs, he looks very sweet. The charm of the Ambonese youth makes people who have met hope to meet again. This expression of admiration is also presented in some of the lyrics in the form of rhymes. Well, listener, here is the song O Ulate by Patty Sisters. Enjoy!
Of Indonesia.
Sambilang bulang mama sengsara. sampai beta lahir di dunia ini. Air susu mama tumpah par beta. Oh siang malang mama sing dapat sono. Papa kerja sampai lupa makan. Karena mau kasih besar beta. Mama deng papa sengsara lawan. Siyo mama.
do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.